This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
You're listening to WBEZ. So far this year, Chicago police have made an arrest in less than a quarter of all 2022 murders. That's according to city data. When pressed on their struggle to solve cases, police officials often complain about a lack of help from witnesses. But in the case of Marcos Diaz, two witnesses came forward with solid details. They knew one of the people involved. But the ordinary delays of a murder investigation have left the case unsolved and the family fearing for their lives as they grieve. WBEZ's Patrick Smith reports.
A few days after her son was killed, Alicia Diaz felt a wave of relief when the person she believed was most responsible was arrested.
They wanted to charge her with first-degree murder. And we said, well, that's great. You know, that's great. Because at least, you know, we felt a little safe.
Marcos Diaz was shot and killed near the end of June, just around the corner from his home in the McKinley Park neighborhood. He was the father of three children, 11, 9, and 1 years old. He worked two jobs and was going to school to be an electrician.
He loved to be with his children. Everything that he did, every morning that he woke up, he did it for his children. It didn't matter if it was cold, hot, whatever. He managed to go to work, come back, and spend time with his kids, take them to a ball game, take them to the park and play. He had his boys in football, still does have his boys in football, and anything to please his kids and whatever they wanted.
Marcos's murder has devastated his children and his large, tight-knit family. Adriana Diaz is Marcos's aunt, but the two are only 5 years apart in age, so she says they were always more like siblings. They grew up in the same house together. She remembers him as a great cook and an even better eater.
He always, you know, opened the fridge and just like, oh, mom, what did you make to eat? And like, he was always so excited to like have like that moment with the family all the time. He was just my buddy. He was there with me all the time.
Diaz lived with his two older children. He was raising them as a single dad. He had a one-year-old daughter with another woman. Alicia Diaz says when the relationship between her son and that baby's mother didn't work out, the woman got angry, started making threats. It had Marcos on edge. On the night he was killed, Marcos got off work around 11 p.m.
My daughter picked them up. They were driving back towards the house.
As they neared Marcos's house, they saw the mother of his youngest child sitting in a parked car.
And my daughter saw her parked. And my son said, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? You know, I don't want problems. Just leave. And there was shooting right away. Somebody shot from the back of the car, of her car, while she was in the front driving. And she took off.
Marcos's sister and her boyfriend cooperated with police. They told them what they had witnessed, that they had seen Marcos's ex driving the car, and police arrested the woman. But then 2 days later, they let her go.
All of a sudden, you know, we were in the, you know, we're doing the funeral arrangements, and detective called us and they're like, oh, we're going to have to let her go. And we were like, what? You know, we fear for everybody's life. You know, everybody's life is like kind of like she knows where everybody lives.
No one in Marcos's family says his ex fired the shots. They believe she orchestrated the killing, but right now there's no proof she even knew her passenger in the car had a gun. What does seem pretty clear from their telling is that she knows who killed Marcos and she helped that person flee the scene. It's now been 2 months since Diaz was killed. His family is outraged at what they see as an unacceptably slow investigation. But Chicago police data obtained by the investigative news outlet The Trace and analyzed by WBEZ show that for cases that are solved, the median length of a Chicago homicide investigation is about 6 weeks. A Chicago police spokeswoman says these are complex cases that require evidence such as witness corroboration and forensic evidence, and that can sometimes mean a lengthy process. Thomas Hargrove, executive director of the Murder Accountability Project, says often the holdup in murder investigations is crime lab testing.
It's a real problem. Laboratory results, forensic results, things that can be brought into court, are a bit of a problem for police because everybody's overwhelmed, especially in Chicago.
Hargrove is based in Washington, D.C., but he's become very familiar with Chicago homicide investigations over the years because of his focus on missing and murdered women in the city. He says his experience with Chicago police is that they are well-intentioned, but overworked and under-resourced.
They're trying the best they can with the resources they've been given, which are not enough. If you're looking for a city to get away with murder, Chicago ought to be on your short list. And that in itself promotes more murder. And then more murders overwhelm the police. So, you know, it's a cycle that constantly feeds itself ever downward.
The police spokeswoman says they know the process can be difficult for families, which is why they've started the Family Liaison Officer Program, with officers helping keep families informed and advocating for them during investigations. But without arrests made, the Diaz family is living in fear. The woman they believe is responsible for Marcos's death knows where they live. She knows they're cooperating with police, and they believe she's capable of murder. Adriana Diaz, Marcos's aunt, says she feels scared walking alone at night.
It's very scary. It's frightening to, like, see the darkness and know that I'm alone out there. I feel scared that, you know, anybody could just come.
About a week after the woman was released from police custody, Alicia Diaz got an order of protection against her. She says they're installing cameras around their home. She wants to get a prescription to help with her anxiety. Patrick Smith, WBEZ News.